Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make Your Day Count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in this day.
Yes.
Happy Tuesday. And how was those fireworks?
Loud.
Loud. Okay, we're gonna do some fireworks this morning for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We're gonna get excited about God, about what God is doing. And I know that God is on my side, God is on your side. The Bible says, if God is for you, who can be against you in times like these? In the days that are so full of everything, I'm putting it that way, by the English word, that these days are full of what? Everything. Mm-hmm. Yet, let your day be filled with God. When your day is filled with God, you got it.
In John chapter 13, verse 34, Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another." So what is Jesus telling us? To love one another, not just to love our neighbor as we love ourselves, because we may not love ourselves too much. But he says to love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. So he says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. So the expectation is that we love one another how Jesus loved us. And we all know that we have been forgiven much. We have been forgiven much, 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 much.
Yes.
And we can say much for the rest of the broadcast. We have all been forgiven much. And we are commanded to love one another as Jesus has loved us.
Yes. We got to love the Lord. He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength. That's the way to love God. With everything that is within us. When we love him that way, great things happen. So on this Tuesday morning, let's have the love of God in our heart. And remember yesterday, we talked about, for God so what? Love us. For God so loved the world that he what? Gave his son, his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So today, you can shout out, I'm a believer, not a doubter. Mm-hmm. I believe God. I love God. I believe God. I love God. That's it.
And condemnation is far from you.
Yes.
So we have two words. We have condemnation and we have conviction. When the devil is on you about something, he's trying to condemn you. He's trying to make you feel terrible. When the Holy Spirit is at work, it's a sweet spirit of conviction. So the example that I like to give, a child comes home and they have a bad report card. The parent could condemn them. Oh, you dummy. Oh, how can my kid be getting an F? I can't believe this. That's condemnation, beating down. With the same situation, okay, I see now that you're having difficulty in this area. What can we do for reading? What can we do for math together to get you to where you need to be? So that's conviction. They both are truthful. Yes, there is a problem. But one brings down and one builds up. And Jesus talks about it right where we were in John chapter 3, verse 17. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So the only way to cleanse our conscience from dead works is through the blood of Jesus. When we receive salvation, when we believe that our sins were already paid for on the cross, we confess in our mouth, we believe in our heart, we will be saved. When we repent, we turn away from our sins, the time of refreshing comes in the presence of God. It says that clearly in the books of Acts chapter 3, to repent and be converted. And then our time of refreshing will come in the presence of God. So in the presence of God, yes, he builds us up. He works things in us for increase, for betterment, for fulfillment of his purpose, but it's always building up. It's up, up, up with God. He works to build us up from the place we are, up, up, up some more to the next place of elevation, to the next place of advancement in our life. God is up. The devil is down, 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 down. He worked to beat us up, make us feel terrible, make us feel unworthy, but we have to confront that with the truth. The truth is, yeah, alone we are unworthy, but through Christ we are more than a conqueror, and we are fully worthy. We have, through his blood, we are fully worthy. Through his blood, we are fulfilling the purpose that he has preordained us to do here in the earth realm. So do not let the enemy condemn you on this morning. We're in the second half of the year. Be excited as you were on New Year's Eve, as excited as you were on December 31st when we're coming into 2022, as excited as you were about the plans for 2022. Let's regenerate that excitement now and come and bring it, each and every one of them, until completion.
Yes, we got to be excited about the things of God. Always excited, full of joy. You know, and this program was designed to help us and to encourage us to make our day what? Count. That's why God designed this program. And all he's doing is use my voice and use your voice, Diana, to encourage the body of Christ, the body of Christ, to make your day count. I'm reminded of John the Baptist. John the Baptist came and he says, all I am is a voice, what? Crying, echoing in the wilderness, saying one message. There's one who's coming. There's one who's coming that is mightier than I. There's one who is coming that is going to help you. There's one who is coming that will redeem you from your sin, that taketh the sin of the world, that's going to take your sin away. And all he did was that. On this radio program, all we are is simple voice, not trying to draw no one to us, not trying to build no church, none of that, but simple telling you, make your day count. Life is short. There is a judgment to face. There is a hell to shun. And there is no do-over. Life is short. Here it is. That's our message on here. And there is absolutely no do-over. When it's ended, you can come back and say, okay, oh, Lord, I'm so sorry. I should have done this. I could have done this. Or you lie there knowing that you live in this world and you start to go through a life of regrets. No, we're here to help you to not live a life of what? Regrets. But live the life that Paul experienced, what Paul experienced. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. Now lay up a crown in heaven for me. And not for me only. Paul wasn't selfish. Paul was not a selfish guy. He says, he didn't say, oh, man, I made it. I got it. Then Paul didn't jump in. I got it, boy. I fought this good fight. I finished my course. There's a crown for me. Hallelujah. No. Paul says, I fought this fight. I finished my course. And now there's a crown in heaven. And he says, not for me only, but for one, Dan Robinson, or one, Pastor Beckford, and all the other people that is going to come behind me. There is a crown. Hallelujah. That's what gives me joy here. That guy was a forerunner. That guy saw it, experienced it, and tell me, you now make your day count. You make life worthwhile living. You continue to make your day count. Continue to make life worth living. And that's what I'm doing here this morning. You know I'm excited on this Tuesday morning. I'm trying to get you to make your day count. That's our job.
In John chapter 3, verse 27, John says, John the Baptist, he answered and said, a man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven.
So God
has given unto all of us our portion, what is right for us. So we cannot be consumed with the good or the bad. We must focus on what is right for us.
Yeah.
what is right for you, what is right for me, what is right for us.
And that's such a powerful scripture on this Tuesday morning. A man can receive what? Mm-hmm. Nothing. Except it is given to him from where?
Heaven.
Whatever comes from heaven, man, is right. Mm-hmm. That's what is right. Mm-hmm. That's what is right for you. That's what is right for me. So let's look to heaven. No wonder David says, Diane, I turn my eyes unto the hills. From whence what? Comes my help. My help comes from above. That's where it comes from. Man can receive nothing unless it is coming from there. Anything else you receive in this earth realm doesn't last, my friend. It's temporal. So we better have our anchors in the solid rock, which is Jesus Christ.
And that came from Psalm 121, starting at verse 1. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. That's a powerful psalm. Meditate on it. Declare it out loud where it says, he will not allow your foot. Let the devil know he will not allow my foot to be moved. He who keeps you, he who keeps me will not slumber. So declare that psalm over your life on today. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shade at my right hand. The Lord shall preserve me from all evil. Go through there in your Bible like I have in mine. And above every you, it says me. We have to declare the word of God over ourselves. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. And in Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 20, it tells us that God pardons those who he preserves. He pardons those who he preserves. So maybe you think you're too far away from God or you've done too much, but if you're hearing this word on this morning, you have been preserved for this time, for the word not only to enter into your ear, but to spark in your heart and to bear witness of the Holy Spirit. He pardons those who he preserves. Through salvation, we all are equal. All of our sins, no matter what our all is, have already been paid for on the cross of Christ through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And that same blood was shed to cleanse your conscience from dead works in order to serve the living God. So maybe on this morning, yeah, you know that you're saved, but your mind is a mess. Look at Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. It tells us that the blood of Jesus was shed to cleanse our conscience, that's our mind, our thoughts, from dead works in order to serve the living God. God loves you. He loves you. He loves you. There's nothing you could do to make God love you anymore, and there's nothing you could do to make him love you any less. He just loves you. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Hey, this is Darrell Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
It's time to let the light in, let the light in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible.